Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Richard in Granite Falls is. Richard, are you there?
Good morning, Mix Show.
Good morning to you, sir. All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of the studio.
Bye-bye.
If you're playing along, Richard is going to have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready, sir?
Let's go.
What cereal is Tony the Tiger the mascot for?
Cornflakes.
No.
Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, there it is. What dam generates the most hydroelectric power in the United States?
Hoover.
No.
Pass.
What 90s year did Friends debut?
92.
No.
93?
No.
91.
No. What toy company released Barbie?
Hasbro.
No.
Mattel.
Yes. In what organ of the human body would you find the hepatocytes?
The throat.
No.
The knee.
No.
The face.
No. Which movie starring Russell Crowe and Joaquin Phoenix was set in Rome?
Is that Gladiator?
It is. In which Midwestern state will you find the world's largest rocking chair and the world's largest mailbox?
Midwest state. Ohio.
No.
Wyoming.
No.
Pass.
1, 2, 3, correct, Richard.
Ooh, that's not very good.
Well, it's not terrible. It could be worse. You know, glass half full, right?
Yeah.
All day.
Oh, boy.
Steve, welcome back.
It's good to be back.
Are you ready?
Bitch. Jeez, oh, Pete.
That's a yes.
What cereal is Tony the Tiger the mascot for?
Great. Frosted Flakes.
Yes. Which dam generates the most hydroelectric power in the United States?
Is it the Beaver Dam?
It is not the Beaver Dam.
The Cooley Dam?
Yes. In what 90s year did Friends debut?
Which 90s year? 94.
Yes. What toy company released Barbie?
Mattel.
Yeah. In what organ of the human body would you find the hepatocytes?
Let's go with the liver.
Yep, that's it.
Wow.
Which movie starring Russell Crowe and Joaquin Phoenix was set in Rome?
Gladiator.
Correct. In which Midwestern state will you find the world's largest rocking chair and the world's largest mailbox?
Is that in Indiana?
No.
Ohio?
No.
Illinois.
Yes. What performer was born Sherilyn Sarkisian?
Cher?
Yes. In the United States, who comes after the vice president in the line of succession?
Is that the treasurer?
No.
The secretary of state?
No.
The mailboy?
No. Which country invented fireworks?
Which country? I'm going to say France.
No.
America.
No.
Germany.
No. Steve.
China.
Yes.
Damn it.
You got 8 correct, and that is a win. 8-3.
Good game, Steve.
Sorry,
I'll
Richard.
Get you next time.
All right,
that's
Richard.
Right.
We look forward to it.
You're the best around. Nothing's going to ever keep you down. You're the best.
Ooh.
After the vice president, you have the speaker of the house in line of succession. And yes, eventually you got there. China is where fireworks were invented.
Mm.
Hey, congratulations on a big win, Steve.
Thank you.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Daily Mix Show.
Next weekend, I will be riding with the KISW team in the Bike MS Deception Pass Classic. And there is a very exciting announcement about Bike MS that just came out this morning that I'm going to share with you after Temple of the Dog. All right, big news, everyone. Starting right now, actually two minutes ago at 9 o'clock, any donation that you make to Bike MS will be matched. And if you don't know, I'm going to be riding in the Bike MS Deception Pass Classic with the KISW team a week from this weekend.
Dang.
It's
coming
up fast.
How's your butt feeling?
Well,
you've been riding a lot of bikes.
I did an 18-miler with my sister yesterday, and I'm definitely feeling it today.
And for those that don't know, maybe explain to everybody why this is so important to you.
So Bike MS...
it's important to all of us because it's important to you.
Yes, and Bike MS is important to me because my mom lives with multiple sclerosis and has for about 20 years. So I got involved with Bike MS about 11 years ago, not having been on a bike since I was probably in elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've been captaining the team for more than a decade, and we raise a ton of money. We're almost over $30,000 raised.
Holy smokes.
I know.
That's
We've
awesome.
Been on fire. So the match just started at 9 a.m. Your donation can be doubled if you just head over to our page and make a donation. And I did share it on social media.
Now, so recently you guys did a matching thing because when we were in Cleveland, I remember you telling me all about it. I'm like, okay, I'll donate some money. And they did, and it got matched. Now I'm like, oh, crap. I got to... We got another one to donate, so I want to maybe put you to the test.
Oh, boy.
So I figured, you know what, let's celebrate some great moments in biking. And if you get all these questions or these clues right, I'll donate $50 more.
Oh, boy. Pressure's on.
Danny and I will donate $50 more.
Nice.
I haven't asked Danny, so I'll donate off. So that means that we're going to donate $100.
Ooh,
right?
Guys, all right.
Because it gets doubled, right?
Thank you, yeah.
Okay, but you have to get them all right. Otherwise, you have to give us money.
Okay.
How's that sound? Okay, I'll play you an audio clue, and you have to let us know how this relates to biking.
Okay.
All right, are you ready?
I'm ready. Like it's a little bike bell.
Yeah, but it has a pop culture connection.
Oh, is it Queen?
Yes.
The bicycle song?
It's like the dumbest song
ever.
It is
so dumb.
I'm so sorry. And the video is hilarious, though, because they're all naked on, not them, but people are naked on bicycles. And the song is actually called Bicycle Race.
Bicycle Race.
Back in 1978, Queen had the courage to write about what everybody wanted somebody to write about, and that's riding bicycles.
Thank God somebody did.
All right, so let's try the next one. So you're one for one.
All right.
All right, let's figure out if you can figure out the pop culture reference this is based on the audio.
E.T.
Nailed it.
Elliot.
Reese's Pieces.
Oh, I'm kicking butt right now.
That's one of the cool. Do you ever do that ride at Disney?
So good.
It was at Universal.
Universal.
Yes, I did. That was my favorite ride.
So good.
That was such a good one.
When he'd say your name at the end.
Oh.
It's such a fun ride.
So fun.
And I love it that they really haven't changed it since they put that ride out. And it's so nostalgic, but it's still great.
Yeah.
All right, next one.
Yeah.
So guess what I want?
A new brain.
No, your bike.
Oh, yeah. Not for sale, Frances.
My father says everything's negotiable.
I wouldn't sell my bike for all the money in the world. Not for $100 billion trillion.
Then you're crazy.
I know you are, but what am I?
That's Pee Wee Herman. Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
That's right. What a great movie.
Oh, it's so good.
The entire movie's about him trying to get his stolen bike back.
I hope that anyone that gets their bike stolen does eventually get it back.
All right, so far you've gotten them already. You're getting nervous.
I am very nervous. I'm sweaty.
I mean, there's 50 whole dollars on this.
Oh, no.
Oh, Danny knows it.
Is this Wizard of Oz?
Yes!
Ah!
Women are on bicycles
yes.
right there. All right. So far, so good.
This $50 is happening, I think.
All right. Next one.
You got shocks, pegs, lucky.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Never take it off any sweet jumps. You got like 3 feet of air that time.
He did not get 3 feet of air.
No, not even close.
I forgot how awesome that scene was. And then
so
Napoleon
good.
Tried to do it too.
Oh.
And it just fell apart. Spoiler alert.
That movie was such a treat.
Dan, you ever seen Napoleon Dynamite?
I fell asleep on it like 17 times. I've never been able to make it through.
I mean, the pacing is kind of slow.
Yeah.
But I think it's a pretty funny movie. All right, we have one last audio clip. Again, we're celebrating great moments in bike riding. Because it is, what's going on with Bike MS right now?
Bike MS match day. So as of 9 o'clock this morning, any donation that you make will be matched. And I prefer you donate it to me on the KISW team.
Okay.
Not any of my teammates, to me.
Yeah, screw your teammates.
No, forget those people.
Yeah, you're the star. You're the captain.
I am.
Do you have a Captain C on your jersey?
Oh, you know what? I should do that. You know how to sew?
Yeah, I also have tape. I can just tape it on you or hot glue.
Yeah.
Any of those things. Okay, one last one. 50 whole dollars of my money. Oh, Danny and I, even though he hasn't
agreed to anything.
I kind of put him on the spot. It's 50 of my dollars, which will be double to 100.
Yes.
If you get this one right.
Steve?
Yes?
I don't know if I know this one. Is it a movie?
Yes. One of the greatest movies of all time?
No.
Are you saying no, it's not one of the greatest movies of all time? Or you don't know it?
I don't know. I feel like
funny.
I feel like I know it because I feel like Steve has talked about it before, but I can't think of the name of it.
Yeah? That was Tiny Lister?
Tiny Lister. I don't know.
He went by the name Debo in the movie?
I don't know if I've seen this movie. Have I not seen this movie?
It's named after a day of the week.
Friday?
You got it. $50 going into your room, which will be matched to $100. I could have been a jackass, but it's for a good cause.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate
Danny,
the support.
Do you have $50 I could borrow?
Yeah, no.
So my personal goal is $12,500, and I think that this match day, I think it's going to come in clutch. I think I'm going to hit my goal today.
All right, well, let's do it.
If people want to donate, we've got all the links up on the KISW Facebook page, on the Daily Mig Show Facebook page, and my own personal Taryn Daly page.
I'm just disappointed you didn't remember this iconic moment.
You got knocked up. I haven't seen Friday in so long. Thank you for the refresher.
You got it.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you could name a song if you heard just 1 second of the chorus? If so, you could win Muse tickets for Sunday, August 23rd at White River Amphitheater. Call now, 206-803-ROCK, and we're going to play Hook or Shook at 920.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
And this week, we have your shot at tickets to see Muse at White River Amphitheater, Sunday, August 23rd. We have Ray Ray in Bremerton playing the game today. What's up, Ray Ray?
How you guys doing this morning?
Dude, we're doing great. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you.
Awesome.
Happy
to do this.
Let's spin this here wheel and find out if you're going to be teamed up with Steve Miggs or myself. Karen Daly.
Wheel spinning. Who's going to help Ray Ray win these tickets? It looks like it's T-Dog.
All right, Ray Ray.
All right, let's go.
It's not official until we hear that.
Here is your clip, my friend.
Ooh, that's going to be What It's Like by Everlast.
Yeah.
Ray Ray, I'm impressed. I felt like that was like a half a second.
Good work, Ray Ray.
Thank you.
Now all the pressure's on me, Danny, and I am ready for my clip. That would be Today by the Smashing Pumpkins. Ooh. Ray Ray, we just made it look easy.
Thank you, Taryn. Great job.
Hey, Ray, back at you.
Have you ever seen Muse live?
I have, and they put on an amazing show, so I'm super stoked. Looking forward to it.
It's a visual experience, that's for sure.
It is, absolutely.
Okay. I think the time I saw them, it was like each member was on their own pod, and the pods are moving, and I'm like, I am stone cold sober, and I'm having a massive, like, a mushroom trip right now. It was amazing.
So great. Well, enjoy Ray Ray Muse at White River Amphitheater this Sunday, by the way. This Sunday.
What?
August 23rd.
The Daily Mix Show.
Now, if we've talked about something this morning that you'd like to talk about, please call in now. Our number is 206-803-ROCK, and we're going to check in with the Rockaholics after Aerosmith. Throughout the morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we've not had a chance to chat with you about, but right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, and it's brought to you by the Sunset Auto Family in Sumner and Auburn. Call up to chime in on anything from the show, or if you just have something on your mind that you'd like to discuss with us, and our number is 206-803-ROCK. Now, Steve Miggs, I know we were just talking about Bike MS. A couple of my teammates are on hold right now.
Look out.
So we're going to chat with them in just a moment. But first, we're going to check in with Mariana on I-5. We had a simple question earlier about who did you see, an artist or a band, before they got big and famous. Who was that for you, Mariana?
Heart. Yes, they used to have a gray vehicle with their emblem on the side, and I went to school in Gig Harbor and Purdy in the 70s, and we would see them all over the place. And I remember one time the bus driver let us pull the windows down, and they stopped and waved at us, and I just loved Heart my whole life, so...
I grew up in a house Heart household as well, Mariana. I mean, that's legendary to have that experience back then.
And my old man says he saw him at the Aquarius in 75 or 76
Well, as an outsider, you know, I didn't grow up in the Pacific Northwest growing up in New York. I mean, you look at like the Seattle music scene, of course, we always think about like, you know, the 90s with all the grunge bands.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I mean, before that it was Jimi Hendrix in the 60s and then Heart in the 70s, really?
Totally.
I mean, I'm sure there were plenty of other great bands, but as far as like on the national or world level, there wasn't a ton of Seattle bands getting noticed.
206-803-ROCK. Okay, two of my Bike MS teammates are on right now, Dick and Saya. Now, you know that Dick and I have had this longstanding competition of who's going to raise the most money on our team.
Oh, yeah, you say very mean things about Dick when the mics are off.
All the time. And then now his daughter, Saya, she's our youngest member. Saya, you're 12 years old?
Yes.
And, okay, you guys have both been kicking butt at fundraising. Tell us how you've been managing to get so many awesome donations.
That's for you, sweetie.
Oh, okay. I've been asking people around for donations.
Basically, she's been hitting up all of her uncles.
Oh, smart call. Get the family to donate.
And all the neighbors and such.
And Saya, I know we're trying to figure out what distance we're going to ride. What are you thinking? Because I'm going to ride whatever you ride. Are you going to do the 22? Are you going to do the 33? Are you going to do the 60?
I want to do the 33-mile bike ride.
All right, I guess that means I have to do the 33. I can't get shown up by a 12-year-old.
Saya, you just deflated Taryn because now she's got to try harder.
Yeah, we've been trying to talk Taryn into it all year.
And I'm badly out of shape, so it's going to hurt.
Me too. I'm doing that the 59 this year, and I am definitely not up to par on training.
59, how long does that take?
The 59, usually about 4 to 5 hours ish. Oh, yeah.
It's so funny when I'm on a bike at the gym, it's like I go like 5 minutes in, and I'm like, that's got to be at least like 45 minutes to an hour. And I'm like, oh no, that's only 5 minutes.
Well, I'm so excited to have you guys both on our team again this year. And we've been sharing on social media this morning our team fundraising. So you can donate to me, you can donate to Dick or Saya, although that'll really hurt my feelings. But they are also doing a great job. So thank you guys very much.
Yeah, definitely. Appreciate any help that she can get. Don't worry about me so much.
Oh.
She's been wanting to call in and plug her fundraising for a while.
Awesome. Well, rock on, Saya.
Someone just sent a text at 206-803-ROCK. Miggs, were you a man of your word, and did you donate? You're damn right I did. I mean, Danny and I, we donated.
Yes. Yeah. You turned $50 into $100
because
today is match day.
Okay.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics, and we have a concert review from Kevin in SeaTac. Kevin in SeaTac, what show did you just go to?
Hey, what's up, you guys? I went and seen Cheap Trick and ZZ Top.
Nice. Oh, hell yeah, man.
At Mary Moore Park in Redmond.
And so how was it?
It's rocking, man. I had a really good time. It was a blast, and I was constantly having a good time throughout the whole concert, and I had a good time.
If you had to pick between the two, which one brought it more? Like, was it ZZ Top or Cheap Trick?
Oh, I couldn't pick, man. They were both pretty rocking. I won another ticket still last month. I can't wait to go see Alter Bridge.
Well, hell yeah,
you obviously are very good at Hook or Shook.
And they are also pretty rocking.
They are very rocking.
Yes.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics and Johnny Brown from Edmonds.
Oh, whoa.
Johnny Brown.
Johnny, what are you doing right now?
Hello.
Are you okay?
I'm standing on the floor. I just shut my machine down.
And Johnny Brown, you
welcome
have
welcome back. It's so good to have you guys back.
Johnny, can you switch to whatever version of your phone is not right now? Because it sounds like crap.
Yes. Hold on one second. I got you between my ears.
Oh, okay, between your
on
ears.
On Bluetooth. Yeah.
It sounds like we're between your legs.
Okay, let's go audio. You there?
Hey, that is much better. Johnny Brown, you have a question for Danny, you said?
Oh, yeah. I'm a member of the Greaser group in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're the extras and the outsiders, and we have a thing going on next month. And I was wondering if Danny would like for me to bring his daughter back, either a yellow Soch outsider shirt or a black Greaser shirt from the Outsiders Museum that's in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, yes. I'm so glad you asked if you wanted me to bring back me and my daughter a Greaser shirt and a size black in a large and extra small. Thank you very much, Johnny Brown.
You said size black?
Size black.
So, and if people don't know, Johnny Brown, so you were an extra in this movie, and then Danny, your daughter's been getting really into the Outsiders lately.
She is that age, 12 years old, reading the book, and that was her deal with her mom, is if she gets to read the book, she's getting an Outsiders poster for her room.
And now an Outsiders t-shirt as well. Hey, Johnny, while we have you on, can you tell me, so you meet up with the other extras for the Outsiders every so often? How often do you guys meet up, and tell me about that?
We try to do it every 3 to 5 years. My 40th reunion was 4 years ago in high school, and the high school that's in the movie is the high school that I went to. Nice. Susie Hinton, the author, had the same drama teacher that I did. And her and Francis Ford Coppola came into our drama class asking for extras. And my brother jumped up and said, Johnny, let's go get in the movies. Well, lo and behold, we went and got into the movies.
So when you guys do these meetups, how many of you typically show up?
There's probably about 40, because we have the Soches and the Greasers from the Admiral Twin Drive-In Theater, and you know, where the high school is, and any place that we filmed in Tulsa. A lot of people just show up. We meet at the museum, the Outsiders Museum, and then we just go to several places that we filmed at and where the big fight scene was. We have a picnic where the park is, and it's pretty daggum cool. See Thomas Howe, he's a guitarist now and a musician, so he'll play a little ensemble for us, and
so
it's fun.
Do you guys ever, after a couple too many drinks, meet up at that place where they had the big fight scene and like reenact it?
Funny you said that. Yes, there are some guys that still think they're all that, and we Greasers kind of put them in place.
That's right. Well, don't forget, Danny is a size black.
Size black. I'm size yellow.
The Daily Mix Show. Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, we hope to see you at our 55th anniversary party, which is a week from Sunday at Tulalip Amphitheater, an outdoor show with the Black Crowes. But not just that, there's actually a pre-funk happening, a pre-party inside the Canoes Cabaret, totally free to get in. You don't even need a ticket.
All of us from the show are going to be there. It's going to be a great time.
So grab your tickets and join us next weekend by heading over to KISW.com.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show is built on the backs of legends, the Rockaholics. And some don't just listen, they show up. They bring the moment. They win the day. They're the player of the game. And they earn the Daily Mix Game Ball.
Some days I wish we had balls. But we only have all the balls. Singular. Mm-hmm. One game ball. Steve Miggs, tell everyone who is getting today's Daily Miggs Show game ball.
Earlier, we were talking about a news story about a woman who went off on her boss as a news anchor. And we got a great call from a guy by the name of John from Skokomish who told us an insane story about him and his boss.
In case you missed it, we have been chatting about a fired Detroit TV news anchor that was caught on video absolutely going off on her boss during a very heated newsroom confrontation.
Finish what?
Go ahead. I don't think you are. You're walking out really angry. Bitch. Jeez, oh, Pete. Can I please finish what I'm going to say? What the f***? Grow up.
John in Skokomish, have you ever gone off on your boss? And if so, what happened?
Well, yes, I have. My first year in concrete work, I had a boss that had an ulcer for a soul. Nobody could work with this man. But he was really, really, really smart, and that's why I stayed. Then one day, I snapped a string line that was 1/16th of an inch off. It must have hit my fingernail or something.
Okay.
But he went off, and it was it. I wanted every limb from his body in my bag. I wanted to tear him limb from limb. So, and I proceeded to chase him. This guy was running for his life with alarms going off throughout the whole university.
So then what happened? Did you stay at that job or did they fire you? Did you quit?
No, I quit. I told him to, you know, whatever off, and then I left. 2 weeks later, I came back. I says, dude, I need a reference letter. And he goes, you realize you just threatened to beat me up or whatever, but you was a really good worker. You're the only one that could last over 6 months.
Wait, so he gave you a reference?
He gave me my reference, and I continued to be an iron worker, concrete finisher for 20 years after that.
That's amazing. He probably didn't want you chasing him anymore.
No, he's like, just get out of here, man.
What do you want me to write? I'll write whatever you need. Just stop chasing me, man. You're scaring me.
Everybody is getting a game ball, okay? Hey! Everybody.
The Daily Mix Show.
Somebody got arrested over dog poop, and we're going to tell you the story during the Daily Migs download next.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Good day, Ryan. Hi. Castle.
Hi.
You went on a run this morning. How was it?
I sure did. It was good. It was nice. But turns out the shower facilities here in the building are temporarily closed.
That explains the smell in here.
Yeah, so I'm just sitting here festering in my own filth.
Just sitting in the sink.
That's true. That's true.
I'll spray you.
Yeah.
Oh my God, is Steve going to give you a sponge bath?
That would be,
we have a sponge.
So sweet.
We do have a sponge.
We have water.
Yeah.
And the sponge is only gently used.
It's actually a lot cleaner than most of our sponges. It's only maybe like a month old.
No, I think I'll just fester in my own filth.
You know, we're asking questions. I have a very important question for you. It's actually a news reporter wanted to ask you this question. Are you ready?
Sure.
Ryan, do you think you could eat beaver?
Did she say me or beef?
She said, Ryan, do you think you could eat beaver?
Oh, sure.
All right, good.
We're all in on that.
We're all in for beaver.
Yeah.
Now he's going to find a restaurant that will serve it to us.
Oh, hey. I thought you were talking about something else completely.
Oh, get your mind out of the gutter, man. What the hell?
We would never.
Come on, HR. Hey, have you guys do you have a crappy neighbor or have you ever had a crappy neighbor?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well,
he died, though.
Did you kill him?
Oh, no. That's right. I remember that.
I did find him, though.
Wasn't he, like, dead for a while?
6 weeks.
Oh, my gosh. He smelled like you right now.
Yeah. Ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, there's a Florida guy who is accused of getting into a fight with his neighbor because, well, the neighbor did not clean up after their dog. And they're saying that this guy even grabbed the dog excrement with his bare hands and threw it at his neighbor. Here's the dude talking to the police as he's getting and also getting arrested.
I complained about the dogs in my yard. I said something to his old lady yesterday morning about it. She said she'd pick it up. 4 hours later, it was still there. I set it on the edge of the driveway right there. I mean, he scratched my neck all up yesterday when he grabbed me.
Wait. Clean up after your dog.
You know, I don't feel so bad about my neighbors parking their cars everywhere in our neighborhood.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not responsible enough to clean up after your dog, I don't think you're responsible enough to own a dog.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Some people, though, they believe that is just their... That's just what dogs do, and they don't need to pick it up.
Well, F those people.
It's bad for the environment. Yeah. Four people were arrested after police are saying they tried to steal a large amount of clothing from a store in Kent. They had stuffed merchandise into bags and shopping carts. And then when police arrived, the suspects allegedly just started dropping the stolen merchandise and trying to distance themselves from said merchandise. But two were also found to have outstanding warrants. So that's not going to be very helpful in this case.
I wish we could just stop shoplifters again. I mean, I saw it happen over at Safeway when the guy stopped the shoplifter right by our Safeway and by my house. And it was just like, I hope you don't get in trouble for this. I mean, he didn't like do anything physical to the lady. He just grabbed the bag that she was stuffing White Claws in and just said, no, you're not leaving with this stuff.
Ain't no law when you're drinking the claw.
Well, right? Apparently there is, though. That's a very good point. If she would have said that, I might have just purchased the White Claws.
You're not drinking it yet.
I think he's very creative. Hey, as far as weather, the Mariners play tonight. They're taking on the Milwaukee Brewers. Will they be able to make some ground on the Houston Astros? Right now, they're four games out of first place, so hopefully we can beat the Brewers tonight. As far as weather, in a high of 80 degrees, going to be a cloudy day today. That is the DMD brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that is what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next.
Do you think you could eat beaver?
Absolutely.
With your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.